WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I talked about the Hurricane Hunter aircraft and some of its components. There are even more elements on board to collect accurate data about the storm being penetrated. Aircraft position and flight level wind information is provided by the Communications Navigation Identification Unit, or CNIU. The main CNIU component is a GPS navigation unit, which can pinpoint a position accurately to within 1 mile after an average 10-hour hurricane reconnaissance mission. This position and wind data is also included in those HDOBSs, those messages that include the observations. The Mission Aerial Reconnaissance Weather Officer, or ARWO, can display the data in various digital formats or graphically depict them in time series or position plots. The speed and flexibility with which data can be viewed aids the ARWO's analysis and decisions, dramatically improving his ability to maintain control of the mission in the rapidly changing environment of a hurricane. The SATCOM consists of an onboard transceiver and antenna, plus a reciprocating station located on the ground. There are actually two currently operational ground stations, one at the National Hurricane Center and the other at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. The Airborne Vertical Atmospheric Profiling System, or AVAPS, makes a tremendous advance in hurricane reconnaissance data collection aboard the fleet of WC-130J aircraft. AVAPS is a self-contained atmospheric profiling system installed in two standard 19-inch racks that record current atmospheric conditions vertically below the WC-130J aircraft from a deployed dropson that transmits data back to the aircraft as it falls to the surface. The GPS sonde is a lightweight instrument package that is launched from the WC-130J aircraft. As it descends from the aircraft altitude anywhere between 5,000 and 38,000 feet to the surface at about 2,500 feet per minute, it measures and transmits current pressure, temperature, humidity, wind speed, and direction, and GPS position information to AVAPS hardware in the aircraft twice each second. The sonde also receives GPS navigation signals from at least 4 GPS satellites and measures the Doppler shift of each signal. Up to 4 sondes can be deployed simultaneously. AVAPS receives this data, processes it, then displays the time from launch, raw weather data, number of GPS satellites being tracked, and geopotential altitude for each sonde deployed. Raw and processed data are written to the computer's internal hard drive, where the data can be analyzed by the ASPEN program, the Atmospheric Sounding Processing Environment software. The edited and formatted message is then ready for transmission to the ground station via SATCOM. ASPEN is a highly complex computer program that is used for the analysis, plotting, transmission, and quality control of AVAPS sounding data. Due to the very hectic and busy nature of the hurricane reconnaissance mission, ASPEN was specifically designed to operate as automatically as possible while allowing the user full control over the quality control methods. If at any time the processing needs to be modified, the highly trained airborne meteorologist can change the quality control parameters and reprocess the data as many times as necessary. Now, next week, I'll have an overview of all those on board a WC-130J as it dissects a tropical system.